My delegation would also like to contribute to the discussion on item 5, and if I may, with a brief additional amendments on item 4. Mr. Chair, as shared by many, Indonesia also has a great concern on the possible use of force or threat or of use of force with regard to space objects or with their use, as well as the placement of weapons in outer space. The situation would potentially make space as a new battle domain, which will run counter to our objective of preventing armed race in outer space. In this regard, my delegation underlines that state adherence and obligation to relevant applicable international law and legally binding instrument, including in particular outer space treaty, are key to govern conduct of state in their activities in outer space and address this threat. Mr. Chair, in yesterday's discussion, my delegation took note with interest some views that made a point on the importance of mainstreaming non-binding norms, rules, and principles that could give more room for flexibilities in guiding the conduct of state in outer space, including in outer space. While understanding this rationale, my delegation believes that there is also need of robust transparency, good faith, and concrete commitments by state to prevent militarization of outer space or relevant threats in space system. And this should only be pursued through a legally binding multilateral instrument which can complement existing instrument. Pending the negotiation of such a legally binding instrument, my delegation welcome the ensuing efforts at multilateral fora, including in this working group, to elaborate norms, rules, and principles of responsible behavior to prevent armed race in outer space, as well as to promote transparency, capacity building, and international cooperation. Substantive elaboration of rules, norms, and principles of responsible behavior, including on prevention of use of force or threat of use of force with regard to space object or with their use, as well as the placement of weapons in outer space, in this working group, we believe would only be effective if they also lead or contribute to the formulation of legally binding instrument on prevention of armed race in outer space. I thank you, Mr. Chair.